start. I'm not starting 1 minute ahead or 1 minute late.
Technically, mine says we're really close. We're good. Is this it?
This is the regular meeting of the Orderville Town Planning Commission, Monday, August 31st, 2026. I'll call this meeting to order. We've got an agenda before us. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda before us. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We've got minutes of last month's meeting. I've read through them. They seem accurate. I'll entertain a motion to approve those if you agree with me.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of last month's meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, our first item of business is a public hearing. A zone change application is requested by Tyler Schulf to change the zone of parcel number 0-1-7-4-23A from agricultural AG to agricultural residential AR. Parcel 1 remain agricultural. Parcel 2 and 3 change from agricultural to agricultural residential. I don't know that it needs any more explanation, but I'll open the public hearing at this point. Shanna, what do you think?
That is great. I didn't have to pass around through it.
Yeah.
And you've got a big piece of land over there that you can't sell because there's so much land.
And you're doing a flag lot, right? Like that's your design set? Is there's going to be a driveway on one end that you can access that?
Everyone has road access.
Okay.
Every spot will have road access.
Yes. All of the new parcels have access to the road. That qualifies it for minor subdivision. Plus, he has left 60 feet, as I recall, down the side. Which actually qualified, that's enough right of way for a roadway down there for future development, which is
nice.
Okay.
I don't see any issues with it, Tyler. Because all you're doing is you're just chopping that stuff right next to the road.
I'm keeping the feel of the field, right? I don't want to mess with that. I'm making the orchard basically a lot that I can do a retirement build in 15, 20 years on whatever that is. So I can come back to another house there. Since Beth, my wife, and Kelly Frost are like besties, we might as well share the driveway and back and forth from each other.
Fair.
So that's kind of the plan on that.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Any other public comment? Chris?
That road's already bad. What? Does it make sense to put 10 more lots on that already substandard road?
What do you mean, 10? There's just two more lots going.
Okay.
The way future development would be hard because our current subdivision ordinance does not allow a half street. Center Street, as it is at the moment, is a half street because it isn't full width of anything. And so anybody developing the field in the future is going to have to wait for the town to fix Center Street or fix Center Street themselves.
Because we worked on that to make sure there's a sidewalk and we would have to widen it. We did it for the buy across from my house.
Yeah.
We did that years ago to help protect it. The
so
goal is to have a field.
If someone
wants to build a house in a barn,
yes.
If I sell it that way or not, great.
So, if anybody decides to develop the field, then...
That's what you guys are for.
That's right. So, yeah, the minor subdivision, Chris, does not have the same requirement. As it just has to be on an existing street. That's all. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an objection to this because of that?
No, it's more of... I know that Quarter Circle H is looking to improve that road in some manner for insurance reasons.
Yeah.
So moving forward, that would be something we should look into. Maybe get the HOA to throw in some money.
I think that's a great idea.
A good thing for the town council to deal with because Center Street's just been a problem.
And that section of Center Street is neglected.
It's broken.
It's neglected.
It is broken.
It's just not
the right. You're taking past my driveway, not this.
Yeah. And I know Anthony has gone out of his way to go down there and fill potholes and fix things down there on the end of the street. Because you have to, you know. So I think it's a great idea, Ted.
Okay, well, with that, if there aren't any more public comments, I will close the public hearing. Item number two, consider recommending for approval / denial to the Orderville Town Council a zone change application as requested by Tyler Schoaf to change the zone of parcel number 0-1-7-4-23A from agricultural AG to agricultural residential AR. Parcel 1 remain agricultural. Parcel 2 and 3 change from agricultural to agricultural residential. We've already discussed this. Is there any more discussion on this?
I don't have anything. I'd make a motion that we approve it.
I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend to the town council that this zone change be approved. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I have one question.
Yes.
So I have to come back to planning and zoning to get all other paperwork done. I was wondering if I could request a special meeting on Wednesday before I leave. I would need 3 planning and zoning members. I will pay for an extra meeting that would finish off if the town council approves it tomorrow. Then we can have the final approval and papers can be signed, and then I can use that. So I was wondering if anyone was, if you're open to meeting with me on Wednesday.
I am fine with it.
I would be okay with it depending on time.
I can do it 1 hour.
Talk to my boss right there. She'll tell you when I'm free on Wednesday.
That's fine. And it will take, what?
5 seconds.
5 seconds to come in. If it's still approved, then Ed can sign paperwork, and then I need that document so I can finish the county stuff.
Letitia, how about you?
I could come. Would you shoot me a text even if it's 5 minutes before?
Yep.
Just say, don't forget, you're coming.
Because let me put it in my phone right now.
Out of the ordinary things, sometimes are hard to remember. I'm sorry.
And I will come pick you up.
All right, Tyler, come on.
If you need me to pick you up, I will drive and chauffeur you here. That will be natural.
Okay.
That is greasing the wheels right there.
No,
I can give you a ride.
Thank you. Okay.
What's your favorite drink?
So I'm trying to get everything done while I'm here so then I can go to the county to have like just everything recorded.
Absolutely.
Before I leave on Friday.
Yeah. Totally understandable.
I don't know the next time I'll be around.
We can do that. That means you'll just have to post it sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time?
That's
you. Tyler doesn't care. I don't care. You two decide on the time.
I'm at 2:35,
After 6 o'clock. So we could do it at 6:30 tomorrow.
6:30? That's fine.
6:30. Or on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
But then tomorrow I'll go get all the papers on Thursday and have that.
All right.
So thank you for helping me out.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. That actually completes the discussion on item number 3, discussion on minor subdivision application as requested by Tyler Schoaf for parcel, as we have said. Okay, item number 4, consider recommending for approval / denial a conditional use permit for Shanna Frost at 50 North 100 West Orderville for office buildings. Shanna, you want to explain this to us?
So I got my conditional use permit for water that in there, and I just kind of been going around and visit with a couple of different people that own laundromats, and I've got a few bids on putting a laundromat in there. And one, it's going to cost me $250,000 to put a laundromat in there, which for my age, that's not something I want to go in debt, that substantial debt at my age, because I don't know that in my lifetime I'm ever going to be able to see it pay itself off. Two, the upkeep on them, I found out from talking to different laundromat owners that the upkeep on them is a lot. And most of them actually do the upkeep themselves, and that's something that I can't do, something I don't want to learn how to do. The whole reason for me putting that in there was, I thought the community needed that, but B, it's kind of my retirement plan. And I don't want my retirement plan to consist of having to consistently take every penny and make up of it for breakdowns and whatnot. So I don't want to do that because I just don't think it's feasibly affordable for me, and physically capable for me to do it. So I thought about it would be maybe good to put some office buildings in there. We don't have anything like that for rent around here. You know, nobody's, you know, I don't think there's any open spaces for people to do hair and nails or, I got one person that's considering putting his tax, Justin Carl, is that he would probably recommend me to do his taxes out of it. That's something that I can manage because I won't have to go up and clean the bathrooms in and whatnot. So,
okay.
So I'd like to switch it over to that.
Any more discussion from the board? I don't see a problem with it. The only thing is, would you come up here on the official copy and ensure that there are four parking spaces? The reason
I
say that...
Well, I know that we have to offset, because Chris had talked about, they passed that new agenda where I don't have to offset it.
The setback
is 10 feet rather than 25.
Right.
So there'll be a parking on there.
I only see three parking spaces outlined, and I would like to see two parking spaces for each office.
Well, because you're going to have... Probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to put three offices in it, because what I need to do is... So I thought about putting an office here and here and here, and this back one, because I need a bathroom in there. So I thought this back office space, I would have a bathroom here, and just like storage here. So technically I'm only going to have three office buildings in there because I have to accommodate a bathroom in there.
Oh, I thought this was... Oh, I see. You've got three.
So this is kind of... So this will... This is the roadway, and then I'm back here. This will go off, and then this will be split, and I'll have like a bathroom in here, like a toilet and a sink right here, or here, and then the other will be just... like storage space for like toilet paper and stuff like that. So I'll technically only have three office buildings in there. So
my concern is that you ensure that we've got off-street parking for...
Well, I've got that whole front side. I got this whole front side because my storage units come up, my storage units on the south side come up to about right here. And then on the west side, on the north side, they come clear up to here. But in the middle, they only come to here. So I have this great big area right here.
Would you fix that and label that so that there are a minimum of six parking spaces? That's all I'm asking.
Well, okay, what do you mean to put more lines there?
Well, or out here. If you're gonna park out here, let's make it so that it...
So that we can do parking out here. That's not what my intention was parking out here, but I don't know why we could.
We just need two in front of each office. How wide are the offices, do you know?
So I'm looking at doing my building. I was looking at 30 by 40. So this is a 40-foot space right here. So we could probably get one, two. I mean, they don't need to be held wider parking spots.
I think they're like 5 feet.
No, they're more like eight, aren't they, Chris?
Nine by 11
for a parking spot. So that means you'll have to have at least one. You'll have to label one parking spot out there.
Okay. Well, we could even do four parking spots out there.
Right.
There's plenty of space out there for that.
Just make sure that on your application you're including enough parking for three offices. That's it. Okay.
Oh, I'm just showing
that's
you.
That's the official one. Right. I got it.
Thank
good,
you.
Thank you. Okay, any more discussion? This seems to me like less traffic than laundromat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is in every way preferable.
And I think it's going to be a better fit for that spot.
Okay.
I think having space for somebody to start a small business over there is a good idea. I mean, it's not off the beaten path enough that it would be uncomfortable to drive down the back street and go to an office space.
I'll entertain a motion on this.
I'll make a motion that we approve the recommendation that we recommend, which Shannon Frost changed from a laundromat to office building.
Okay.
Second that.
Tony's been moved and seconded that we recommend approval of this change. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Item number five, consider recommending for approval/denial a conditional use permit for KB Purchasing at 375 West White Cliffs Drive, Orderville, for use of home as a vacation rental. This is currently being used this way, and so this is just a change of ownership. Any comment on this?
No. These ones are actually both new homes.
Oh, I thought they were. Okay. No, these are new homes.
These ones are new homes that.
Okay, let's look.
You don't have a map?
Nope. Like an aerial? The person that's supposed to be advocating is not here. I asked if he was coming.
I don't know if he's at the market tonight.
Don't we generally have a plot plan to show parking?
That's what I'm asking about, is like the site plan.
We've got to have a.
Overview. I don't see anything on either of his applications.
Okay, on-site paved parking spaces, 10. Number of bedrooms, 5. Okay, that's really all we need to have on it. 2 parking spaces per room as hotel. So, for me, that's sufficient.
This other one only has 10 spaces.
Yeah.
Number of bedrooms is 6. Overnight occupant maximum is 17. That's for the 30312 375.
Does anybody remember how many parking spaces per?
I thought it was two.
Two per hotel room.
Right. I don't know if they would be different for.
I think that's what I remember, and it won't say anything different. I'm pretty sure Quarter Circle H does not allow them to park on the road anyway in their CCNR, so I think 10 parking spaces ought to cover it, to be honest with you.
I think they're also required to have a garage, two garage bays per home.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to let guests park in it, but they've all got a garage, yeah. Any more discussion on this?
The conditional use permit for Katie purchasing at the 375 and the 345 White Cliffs Drive.
Well, let's do one at a time. Because I only announced one. Item number 5, 375, Letitia.
Yeah, I'll second that.
You second that? It's been moved and seconded that we recommend approval for this conditional use permit for KB purchasing at 375 West White Cliffs Drive. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Brings us to item number 6. Consider recommending for approval / denial a conditional use permit for KB purchasing at 345 West White Cliffs Drive, Orderville, for use of home as a vacation rental. Any more discussion here?
Make a motion that we approve it.
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded that we recommend approval for KB purchasing to use the home at 345 West White Cliffs Drive as a vacation rental. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Other items. We were looking at a work meeting at some point. We haven't heard anything from town council when. Mm-hmm. My recommendation is that we schedule a work meeting after our meeting next month. Does anybody object to that? This is for the smaller lot.
Yes. This is the small zone.
The smaller, the 5,000 square foot lot zone. Okay. I've done some research on it. I've got some things to present, some possibilities to discuss there.
So you are wanting a work meeting after the meeting on the 28th, is that correct?
That's my recommendation, yes. And we will invite town council members to come to that work meeting. We're going to have the work meeting whether they're there or not.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a different thing, so I didn't want to
Okay.
I would make a recommendation that we do it the same, the following Wednesday, after the meeting. Unless we want to do it right after the meeting.
Do what?
The meeting. The work meeting.
Wednesday.
That following Wednesday after our meeting? Or do you want to do it immediately after?
I don't follow.
So
we meet on Monday.
Yes, we have a meeting on Monday.
Or you want it next Wednesday? I don't want it next Wednesday.
No.
This coming Wednesday.
So this coming Wednesday, we're going to have a conversation with Tyler at our work meeting.
Right.
After our meeting on the 28th, the following Wednesday, we would sit down and do a meeting with the town council. Or would you want to do that the same night as our Monday night meeting?
I would do it the same night as our Monday night meeting.
Okay.
So it'd just be here longer?
Yes. Now, does the secretary have to be here for a work meeting, Brianna?
A work meeting is recorded.
I think it's the same. It's just,
I don't think minutes are kept for.
No, they shouldn't.
But it is,
they never have been in the past.
Recorded.
It is recorded, so you don't have to be here.
And it has to be noticed.
Yes.
Because everybody's meeting together, so.
And then, just so everybody else, I know that you were at the town meeting, but we changed those to Tuesdays at 7 o'clock.
Right.
So, just as a point of information.
That's why I don't want to have a meeting on the town council's meetings night, because it's already long enough.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't know for sure if both Patricia and her town council. So town council will be tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's why we're meeting with Tyler Wednesday, because we can finish this Wednesday.
I heard her say it would be Tuesday. I just didn't know if that was a permanent change.
Yeah, so
that's a permanent change.
Until the next time.
Until it's changed again, so.
Okay.
Are we having a hard time with all the changing?
Well,
consistency is important.
Yeah. So, and I didn't know, because planning and zoning can have their meetings any night of the week.
We don't have to go through an ordinance change to change our meetings.
Yeah.
We don't. We just do it.
But you guys have to.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So
anyway. Yeah, you guys are good to stick with Mondays if they work best.
Okay.
I.
Anything else?
Bert is here, and I think that
I'd like a minute or two. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Bert.
I guess you kind of want me to tell for a minute.
No, I'm good. Okay. Oh, my name is Bert Reed, for the record. Anything else you need from me?
A little DNA. You know.
I submitted an application for a conditional use permit for residential building. I wasn't put on the agenda today, I guess, because our lot is zoned commercial.
Yeah.
And was told it doesn't allow for that. It doesn't allow for a residential building. So I guess I'm here.
It isn't a permitted use, and it is not prohibited either.
What's that?
Putting a residential building on a commercial lot is not prohibited in our ordinance. And it is not really permitted. So the question is, I'm a little bit filled in. Do the rest of you know? Why don't you explain for the benefit of these other two what you've got going?
So we live 30 North, 100 East. Just by way of a little background, you have a 300-foot swath going through town right off the highway that everything's on commercial. So. Everybody residentially lives on those lots, two lots for that matter, because I'm two lots off the highway, not one, is on commercial. We're looking to build a two-story residential, two stories. What each story would be its own access, but we're looking to build a 40 by 60 building, two stories. Each story would have its own access for a residential dwelling for family to come and stay, to whatnot. It would be long term, it wouldn't be short term. The idea is that we would put family up in it one way or the other. So I don't know anything else you need background-wise for that, or
no.
But
so the question
is, whether it would be used residential.
Is this a permitted or a conditional use? Tell me what you think.
If it's on commercial, it's zoned commercial property.
Yeah,
right?
If property happens to be zoned commercial.
It's residential.
Yeah, it's always been used as residential.
Been used as residential.
But in your ordinances, in commercial, residential dwellings are not a permitted or a conditional use.
They're not listed as either.
They were in the old one.
But it was pushed to take it out.
One of the members didn't like the idea of allowing residences in commercial zones. So it was removed.
I think our view now is we want more residential than commercial property in town, if I'm incorrect. I think that's my view on things. I think there needs to be more residential property in town and more residences in town for people to live. And if you're going to be putting family up in it full time, no short term rentals, no short term stays, stuff like that, I don't see any reason to deny it.
There would be the possibility of rental, but it would be long term, not Airbnb short term.
Okay, I have one thought here. If you were going to do short term rentals here, it is a permitted use in your zone. So the question is not how it's used, but are you allowed the building?
Correct.
That's...
I mean, it's commercial. I don't see why not.
Will it be...
I mean, I don't see why not. You can build whatever you want on commercial, and your offsets are going to be different than your residential zones, so...
Well, these commercial zones, Chris can deal with them on the back space.
Commercial buildings are pretty expensive, though, if you're going off of commercial code.
That is true.
But,
that is true.
Okay.
Would you go through the zone change to change it from commercial to residential?
Well, that's a question.
If you're 40 by 60, two floors, you know, then you've got, see, if it's changed to residential, then you have a limitation on how large the ADU can be.
The ADU has to be smaller.
Yeah. Now, the existing house really is only one floor of usable floor space. Correct? Or is the basement finished?
Basement's
finished. Mm-hmm. So that would be problematic for you for what you want to do. In commercial, now we have commercial zones. Letitia's got one. You have two dwellings and RV hookups in there. And that's basically what they're talking about.
Right.
He's not necessarily building that for a hotel.
Correct.
But it could be used for a vacation rental, a nightly rental. So the question is the building something that he just needs to go get a permit for, or does he need any sort of special permissions to do it?
Oh, and can I get a copy of the updated ordinances before I leave today?
It's a digital copy.
I was going to say, do you want it digital or do you want printed?
Can you set it up a long-term rental business?
I'd like a hard copy printed.
I can print it.
Yeah, that's a thought, but long-term renting, we're dealing with commercial property. So the question is, how do we deal with this property in a commercial sense? And my point here is the building allowed or not? That's all. If he came to us and said, I want to do short-term rentals here, as long as he had parking and access, the answer would be yes.
Yeah.
You would do that.
It doesn't look like
correct?
It. I can't see a reason why he couldn't do that.
Okay. Tony?
I agree. I don't personally see anything wrong with it as far as the code goes. I mean, you're allowed to build as big of a building as you want on commercial property as long as you stay within your setbacks.
He doesn't have any, does he, Chris?
I mean, lot lines, like you could build as big a building as you want.
His neighbor is residential, so he has to follow residential setbacks on that.
He does, but that can be the driveway getting back there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it's the opinion of this board, Bert, that you just go get a permit and build it, Chris.
Also, you can't cover more than 40% of your lot in a building.
That is in residential zones.
Oh, I thought it was in all zones.
It is not in commercial zones.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing.
You could build a building on all of your property lines. You could build it all the way up, technically.
By shouldering the burden of the commercial zone, he has perks that residential zones don't get.
But like Sharky pointed out, to go to that code is a little more expensive than residential code, so maybe keep that in
mind. You will have to maintenance some of those different costs for sure.
Well, I don't know. Letitia, hers are just built to residential standards.
They
are. We're in a commercial zone. That's all I'm saying.
True.
That's all I'm
saying. My house is in a commercial zone?
No, your rental.
Oh.
Don't you have the shoe shop and...
No, that's Dustin. That's
oh, is that Dustin?
Okay. Yeah, that's not me.
Okay, that's Dustin.
I was a little confused for a second.
I thought it was yours.
I do have a little hat.
I don't lie. I was trying.
I'm thinking to myself,
I'm trying to follow, and I just was out of the loop.
There's
got to
be hookups. I don't know where.
Well, you can go down the road. The Lees.
Yes.
Have two dwellings, and if they wanted a...
But I think back then, when Dustin built, residential use was permitted in...
It was allowed.
So now that's, I think, kind of the funkiness of now that it's not moving forward, people...
It's hard, especially if you lived here during the change.
Yeah, this is kind of some of the... This is the weirdest part of it, is
this is the leftovers,
figuring it out.
The gray zone. Yep. I personally don't think you'd need to come to us about it. I think going and getting a permit and talking to Chris about it, making sure that everything's, you know, by the book, as far as that goes. I don't see why you can't build a home on your own property.
Okay. So I can refund you $100 or I can put it to your water bill.
I love that.
We're already 200 ahead anyway.
Right. So it's totally up to you. I mean, we have town council tomorrow, so I'm cutting checks.
That doesn't matter. You can put it toward the water bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... Is this a similar use determination, or are we...
I would say that, yes, it is similar use determination, because we're really talking about the building here rather than the use. Is he allowed the building?
Right.
The only thing it gets hairy with is if, say, you decided to sell it after... and they wanted to use it for commercial.
It's allowed.
It's allowed.
Even if it's not built to commercial code?
What?
I mean, aren't houses used as Airbnbs?
Those
aren't set up for commercial standard.
On a conditional use in a residential area, I believe.
But what would be the difference, Chris, in the build here if it were to be used as a nightly rental?
Yeah, if it was built as a vacation, short-term rental, would you follow the commercial lodging development code?
Likely. And so for the future, parking, you just have to make sure you've got adequate parking for your number of bedrooms in there. How many bedrooms total do you suspect you'll have there?
I think 3 on the bottom and 3 or 4 on the top.
Yeah, so you're going to need, if you can come up with a way to park 12 vehicles at some point, then you should be okay with that. See, you can even rent the RV space, short-term rental, that Deanna's parents are living in, because you're in a commercial zone. You can't in a residential zone, as long as you apply. Chris?
Sorry, just to be clear, are we doing the... commercial lodging development, or are we doing similar use determination?
We're doing similar use determination now.
Right.
Okay.
Because the commercial lodging development has...
It's got all kinds of things, yes.
So how does this differ if, say, the resort came to do this same thing? We would allow them to do it?
Which resort?
Ed Myers, down in Mount Carmel.
Came to build a house on his property?
Yeah, he said, I just want to build a house.
A different house?
Yeah. I guess that's what I'm going at is...
Yes.
We're just in a really weird spot.
We are in a weird spot since they took that out.
I wish they would have just let that in.
It's something... Well, but see, this wouldn't do Bert any good, because then he'd exceed his 40%. So, but there are others, that... I think that a residence should be a permitted use in a commercial zone.
So do you amend the ordinance?
Well, that's what I would recommend, that we amend the ordinance, that we put it back in.
I was gonna say, one area Shannon missed out on hanging out here till this discussion is that there was kind of a little bit of a debate because Rory Hatches sat next to her residentially used as a commercial property, and then hers was residential.
Yeah.
And so then we made it commercial, and how do you treat Rory Hatch's property as the zoned legal description it is, or what it's being used as? Because we were kind of in a debate on property setbacks, and say we said, I think we decided it needed to be residential because that's what it was being used as, but the next day, Rory and Christy could doze theirs, build commercial.
Correct.
And we've now stuck Shanna, because of what the zone is capable of, at a loss. And so that's some of what I'm just...
Well, and I think that's also why we changed, or that's why we brought up the fact that everything along the 89, every parcel along the 89, 300 feet from the center of the road is considered commercial, no matter what, all the way through our general plan. So even though it's used as residential, it's considered commercial, no matter what, at the end of the day.
And that's kind of been a discussion that we had that I just thought I'd share. Not anything negative or poor, but just trying to level the field is, like, if it's just being used as residential, do we want to have them change it to residential so that there isn't this debacle of which do you want? Your land's probably worth more commercially.
Oh, it is, yeah.
But if you're using it residential and plan to, if your building codes are different one to the other,
I think the fix for that is to put residents back in permitted uses.
Yeah.
So do you want that's it on the agenda for next month with a public hearing? Because it's zoning. You guys would have... Think that you need to give a recommendation to the town board
of
the changes, and then they can approve it. You hold the public hearing, you approve your change, and all I'm doing is adding the resident back in as a permitted?
As permitted use, the way it was before.
Okay, as before.
I just want to make a point clear. We didn't decide to let Shannon do one or the other. Our code actually says when adjacent to a residence, follow residential setbacks.
Yes.
Right. The problem was we counted Rory as a resident when he wasn't.
Residence is different than residential zone.
Yeah.
It's a zone. Residence is a place where people live.
Yeah.
So if people live there adjacent to that property line, you need to follow residential setbacks in a permanent structure.
Yeah.
Got it. So she had to follow that all the way around.
That's why she had to get a variance.
Yes.
Just on that side.
Well, Lamas is behind her, and it's used for the same thing.
Yeah.
So she had to have done it.
She got a variance.
She got a variance for her whole property. My thinking there was, is if she put her storage units in the middle, then you have vehicles driving all around looking in everybody's backyard.
Yeah.
The way she is now, you can't.
No, I like it. I'm just throwing out the parts of it that contradict themselves, or that we have to contradict ourselves on what some of the policies are. See, there are ways to clean them up.
There are still things that we have to interpret.
Yeah.
Such as this one today.
And residential and residence is one that it really could be confusing if you don't read it the way it's meant to be.
It's true. Yeah.
It could be confusing.
Okay, any more on that? I think we're done.
I do have one more if you guys are interested or not.
We're always interested.
There is a 5-county regional conference September 10th at Ruby's. They do have a dinner, and it is free to attend. But the conference is directed towards planning and zoning commissioners, elected officials, and staff. It is from 5:30 to 8:30. They would like an RSVP. I can send the links out to everybody by the 3rd, just for the dinner count, I'm sure. But yes, register by Thursday, September 3rd. It says Planning Commission's join Rob Terry for Planning Commission 101 training. If anybody is available or wants to go,
I will go to it. Send it to everybody. I will be going to it.
Just wanted to let you guys
know. I think we've
know.
Been to it before, but it doesn't hurt to go again.
Right. So, but.
That was what I was going to say. And I was like, oh, never mind. This is a change of subject.
We never get it the first time.
Okay. In other things of item, I have a question. Somebody came to me and asked about, does the town of Waterville require pools to be fenced? I told them I thought that was an insurance thing. But they were wondering, it is a building code thing, so yeah. I can answer them back. I mean, I couldn't see anything.
There is nothing in our ordinance. We've already been asked the same thing, but the town does not have a specific ordinance. But if it's in building code, then we can lean on Chris.
Yes.
We have to enforce building code.
Building code state and federal.
A pool should have a permit to put up, correct? Yes. Yeah. Pools are something that should be permitted. So if they are not fenced,
I'm not really, I don't know much about the situation. Somebody was just concerned.
Is it above ground or below ground make a difference?
I don't think it matters.
I think it's just the pools.
I think pools in general.
Yeah, the issue is if it isn't fenced, then a child can go and swim at night and drown.
This came to me as worrying about a child getting where they shouldn't be, and parents should be responsible. But heaven forbid somebody dies because,
something happened.
So just curious.
If you want more information about this.
I can come.
Or I can give it to you right now.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
If you have exterior doors that lead to your backyard that has a pool in it, you have to have child safety locks or alarms on your doors, and that counts as a fence too.
Okay, so this is somebody worrying about someone else's pool.
Yeah,
it's not theirs.
Worrying
about their own children.
Yeah, I think I know which one it is.
Probably you do, but I just wondered because I couldn't answer correctly because I'm not sure. So.
Okay.
As a building official, I think I can say Micah's, for instance, is fenced around the yard.
Yes, for
right?
sure. Yeah.
But he has, and I did check this when he built his pool, he has sensors on his exterior doors and windows there.
And he's not the worry, so I was just curious. Yeah. I just need to give someone an answer, and I'm like, I'll ask.
Yeah. Send them my way.
I will. I'll just send them straight to you.
I get paid to do that.
Okay. I know that now. I will just get it correct to Christopher.
Here's his number.
There you go.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if we're done.
I'll second that motion.
I'll entertain it.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
So moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This meeting is adjourned.
Here I was thinking I just needed to support you. You do.